It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up, we're going to talk with John Davies about his new documentary, Heroes on Deck, a story about planes that are at the bottom of Lake Michigan after they were used in training Navy pilots to fight in the Pacific in World War II. Also coming up at 9 o'clock, Jack Silverstein will be here, our official sports historian. We're going to talk about the greatest of all time. Yep, the 96 Chicago Bulls. The Golden State Warriors play Game 5 tonight, but already by going down 3-1, they're out. That 96 Bulls team lost, what, one game in the playoffs? You can't go down 3-1 in a playoff series, not even the finals, and be considered the greatest of all time. So we'll talk with Jack about what made that team so special and how it was built. He's got a new book out about it. All right, in studio with me now, there's a new documentary coming to the Music Box on May 30th. That's this weekend. It's called Ray St. Ray, and it's a film about the famed Chicago singing cab driver, Ray St. Ray. Ray's famous in Chicago, as anyone who's traveled by taxi at least knows of the lore of the singing cab driver. Ray St. Ray is in studio tonight, along with filmmaker Ryan Mira. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Hey there, Justin. Thanks for having us.
So let me start with you, Ray. Good to meet you. I've seen you on TV. I've had plenty of people, friends, who've been like, "You're not going to believe what happened to me today. I got into a cab, and they're like, a guy started singing to me." I've seen the setup. I've seen the trailers. I know, but tell us, if I'm getting into your cab right now, what is the singing cab driver?
The singing cab driver writes songs as he drives and sings them to passengers for their entertainment, hopefully some enlightenment, and his self-aggrandizing marketing purposes.
What are those marketing purposes?
Oh, you know, whatever project I'm working on, either a band or my solo project now.
For you, you've been driving cabs for over 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years and 12 days as of today.
Beep. Exactly. Why did you get into the business?
Originally, I decided to embark on a music career about 25 years ago on New Year's Eve. And then at the time, I was unemployed, can't play any instruments, and had never been in a band before that evening. So I figured I'd better come up with a plan. And a plan better have a day job with a company car so I can go see my kids in. So I started driving a cab and immediately started writing songs because I was bored with the stuff on the radio.
Well, I was going to say, how long did it take you for you to make the transition from just regular taxi driver to the singing cab driver?
I was almost immediate because it's what I do. And then the more I did it, the more I was like, you know, and this is the kind of song that will be, you know, my band. I was assembling a professional level band, you know, about the time that I started the cab driving, so I just started saying, you know, like, this is the kind of songs we'll be playing.
What is the usual? I mean, let's pretend I get in your cab right now. What's the setup? What do you say when someone gets in your cab, the singing cab driver's cab?
Well, if it doesn't come up in conversation, then I just mention that, well, hey, you got the singing cab driver today. Would you like to hear a song that I wrote in a taxi? And judging on their reaction, they will get such a song or not.
Okay, let's say I do. I say, okay, yeah, I'd love to hear a song.
Yeah, well, then I usually offer an option of the main topics of life that I write about, which are love, sex, social significance or other, and then depending on what they pick, I'll sing them a song.
There you go.
Usually a cappella. Sometimes I'll have a backing track because, you know, some of the projects I'm working on, I'll have a demo in the car.
There you go. And sometimes are there passengers who are like, no thanks, not interested? Like, do you get that kind of, like, response?
They're not my target audience.
There you go. Let's bring Ryan Mira into the conversation. Ryan, you're a comedian, you're a musician, you're also a filmmaker. What was it about Ray that drew you to do this documentary?
The unique experience of the cab ride. I had him probably 10 years ago, or probably 11 years ago, to be exact. I had just moved here and got out of work pretty late. Was pretty used to taking cabs on Saturday nights because I got out of work real late on Saturdays. Flagged him down in Old Town, got to my house, and went and told my roommates, who were both still awake at the time, like, you're not going to believe the cab ride I just had.
I've been there,
It was real. I mean, it's just, you're just used to telling, you know, you tell them where you're going, and then they get on their phone, and they're just talking the whole time until you get there, and then you pay them and leave. But it was just very unusual to have a cab driver interact with me immediately and just be, and then offer to sing songs, original songs, nevertheless. That was I assumed it would be like, okay,
you know, I play what's on the radio right now.
Right. But yeah, no, it was all stuff.
Did you ever think about that, Ray? Were you like, you know, maybe I should do covers?
Never. Never. <yet.
laughs> Maybe they want covers.
No, man. You want Kanye? Go get his cab.
There's the pull quote from this interview, right?
He doesn't promote my stuff. I don't promote his. He seems to be doing okay without my help.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, Ryan, it's one thing to go home and tell your roommates, I had this amazing camera, which is a very shared, relatable story here in Chicago. You know, so many people, like I said, I've had that happen to me.
Right.
You know, what was it where you said, okay, you know what? I'm going to explore the cab driver's significance, singing cab drivers.
Well, at the time, a friend and I made a documentary about a documentary about this very interesting guy who we both knew. And I just thought, like, this would definitely be a subject worth exploring. And I brought it up to my friend, and, you know, and he had heard of Ray, hadn't had him, but had heard of, you know, the singing cab driver. And it was mostly because, like, it was just interesting to me personally. It was like, it's a documentary I would want to watch, something that I would want to watch about. I'd want to see a documentary about a singing cab driver.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I kind of felt that the more I kind of talked about and told coworkers about this cab experience, and the more other people sort of either knew, it just was like no one was excluded from the audience. Everyone either had Ray before or had never had Ray, but had heard of him and had friends who've had Ray and knew about him, or they had no idea who Ray was and were just like, what now? You know, and we're just very intrigued by it. So there just was, you know, no one would be excluded from the audience. And so, yeah, like I said, a friend and I made another documentary about this guy, long story short, and it's like, now this would be something, another person to make.
Well, the film is Ray St. Ray, and it's at the Music Box on the 30th, which is this weekend.
It's Monday.
Memorial Day weekend here. 7 o'clock at the Music Box. Ray St. Ray and Ryan Mira in studio. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, continue the conversation about the singing cab driver. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. New documentary coming out Monday at the Music Box, 7 o'clock. It's called Ray St. Ray. It's a film about the famed Chicago singing cab driver Ray St. Ray and filmmaker Ryan Mira in studio with me tonight talking about the documentary, but also about your life as a singing cab driver. I mean,
the singing cab driver. There are cab drivers in this world who sing, and some who sing quite well, but none other than I can claim to be that urban legendary 21st century city and eastern son of the singing cowboy movies, the mother effing Teresa of showbiz, that white Tom Jones, Ray St. Ray, the singing cab driver, all rights reserved.
I've heard that a million times.
And you will hear it a million more.
I know.
Ryan, for you, I mean, you're collecting a lot of stories about Ray. You're also, you know, following Ray's life. But, I mean, it is a relatable story. I mean, the stories that I saw in the trailer are the same stories that, you know, I told my roommate. You know, so talk about the shared experience. I mean, it's usually a positive one with Ray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite stories I got was someone saying that because it's how I felt, that they were partaking in a happening of some sort, and that it felt like, what was it, he said it felt like it wasn't your normal sort of cab driver. He said it almost felt like some guy your mom sends to pick you up. And that
I guess I could see that.
Yeah, it's a largely friendly guy, and yeah, I mean, it was
avuncular. Is that the word you're looking for?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just a very if you take cabs regularly in Chicago, you're sort of like used to a certain experience,
and right.
This is
different.
Very, very, very different.
Ray, you know, one of the things I've always thought about with cabs is that you would be able to see sort of you have a certain view of the people of Chicago. And in this case, the people of Chicago, you know, you almost flip the script. They see you. You know, that like Ryan just said, it's not the atypical cab experience. I mean, they're more getting out of the cab talking about you. But for you, I mean, 25 years of driving a cab in this city, what are your observations about the people of Chicago?
Well, I love people. I love Chicago. I love to drive. So that's a triple whammy for me. Plus, you know, I've always wanted to live the life that I would want to read a book or see a movie about, and that's what The Singing Cab Driver is. And I've driven for such a long time that it's like whole different generations of people. Hmm. You know, like the nightlife has changed over the years just because it's a different group of 25-year-olds going to clubs now than were 15 years ago, right?
Right.
You know, the different generations completely, you know, with different priorities and different life experiences as a common denominator. So it's like, you know, and some of the people that I, the kind of people that I was driving 25 years ago who were like 21 and 22 are now like in their 40s, right?
But that's the thing. They all know Ray.
It's awesome.
But for you, when do you like to drive?
Well, for many years, I loved driving at night because you can drive faster. But thanks, Uber. You know, business has really gone down at night. Plus, the change of demographic lifestyle, it seems, has changed. So I only recently in the last like 6 weeks started driving days. It's awesome. There's this really bright thing in the sky that I remember as a kid. And mostly I just wanted to see what it was like driving a cab on the other side of the planet.
For you, I mean, is there a specific area of the city that you
wherever
someone lets you out?
Yeah. And take them wherever they want to go and head back to where I think people might be.
You mentioned Uber. I mean, that obviously is cutting. It's cutting into the cab industry. I mean, as a cab driver, I would assume that you have strong feelings about rideshare.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, cab drivers think of Uber rideshare drivers like wives think of whores. You know. Like, what's the difference? The wife is willing to make a commitment, and she has a vested interest in the success and longevity of the relationship, whereas the other person is just making a quick buck and doesn't care what happens to that relationship or what happens in the future.
So this is what the documentary's like, Ryan.
I'm an entertainer, street philosopher, raconteur.
All right, we have a couple minutes left. I would love it if you could give us a song.
Alrighty.
Is that possible outside the cab?
Yeah, this is a song from an album that I'm working on about the theft of our future over the last 40 years, a 17-song concept album called Future Man versus The Wrong Side of Enough. I offer for your consideration Wrong Side of Enough. This song, by the way, is available as a single on Amazon and iTunes and Google Play.
All right, here's Ray St. Ray, the singing cab driver.
I've been rich and I've been poor. Rich was way more fun. Poor was much too real. I wish that everyone in the world could feel somewhere in the middle. Not too much, not too little. Somewhere in the middle. Not the wrong side of enough. I've been obese and I have starved. Fat was way more jolly than sleeping in an alley and begging you for money to buy a cup of coffee or drugs to ease the pain. Trapped inside a game where everyone wants everything and someone else to blame. So I've gotten high and fallen down. High was too much fun. Down far from ideal. I wish that everyone in the world could feel somewhere in the middle. Not too much, not too little. Somewhere in the middle. Not the wrong side of enough. Slaves are fighting other slaves on reality TV. And the sponsors are so happy now, the audience believes. Illusions matter than the truth of the prices they don't see. For sacrificing character to personality. Why do they paint their mirrors and vote religiously for those who prey upon their fears, embarrassment, and greed? How can they let the men who steal the world control their needs? 'Cause the best behaved of all the slaves are the ones who think they're free. Why can't we all just be somewhere in the middle? Not too much, not too little. Somewhere in the middle. Not the wrong side of enough. I've known love and loneliness. Love is more romantic, except when it is desperate or just taken for granted, and you find yourself alone in bed with someone you don't know, who thinks you should be someone else, and you wish you could just go any place where you can love and be loved for yourself. Somewhere in the middle, not too much, not too little. Somewhere in the middle, not the wrong side of enough, not the wrong side of enough, not the wrong side of enough.
Thank you. I'll get out right here. Ray St. Ray. Chicago, the Chicago singing cab driver. You know, I, just a real quick question. If I do have to get out of the cab and you're in the middle of the song, I mean, do people just go, excuse, sorry, right, I'm good, right here? Like, how did they get out? I mean, because that's, well, that was a good 2.5 minute song.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, bring it up unless we get time.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I got it all.
Or you slow it down.
I'll figure it out.
He knew exactly how to get here. I mean, like, I told him, I was like, yeah, it's the tube. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I think, you know, you just go east on. I know how to get there.
I've been on WGN before, like, years ago.
You know it.
Yeah.
Right. So is the idea at the end that this will get a better tip?
Well, I've been doing it for 25 years and in 12 days. And as I often say, I almost make up in generous tips for my singing what I fail to make due to my lack of ambition as a cab driver. Almost. I've been doing it so long that I know, you know, this isn't a long ride. I should sing a shorter song,
right.
Or yeah, we got time for three songs on this thing because they're into it.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And if they're not into it, then I'm not going to sing for them. I'm not, you know, I just come from my mother's funeral. Hey, you want to hear a song? And, you know, I don't do that. You know, I can read people.
Ray, you going to be doing it for years to come here in Chicago? I mean, is there a point where the singing cab driver retires?
Well, I mean, it's not totally. You know, I really enjoy what I'm doing, and I am living the life that I would want to read a book or some movie about. That's what I wanted to do when I was a kid. I'm grown up. That's what I'm doing. You know, who can say that, right?
We do touch on that a little bit in the film.
Future, right?
Yeah.
But the future is, you know, as long as I can do it, I'll keep doing it. I mean, I'd love to be just working on music or, you know, sitting around a pool with a beautiful woman and working on music. Mostly working on music, but I do like the idea of the beautiful woman in the pool. But I love what I'm doing, you know, and it's like I've personally performed, you know, for an audience of at least probably 87,000, I figured the other day, an audience of 87,000 people, one person at a time.
I love it. Ray St. Ray is the singing cab driver and also the name of the documentary from Ryan Mira. It's going to be on the screen at the Music Box on Monday, May 30th at 7 o'clock. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having us, Justin.
Pete, have you ever had the singing cab driver? Yeah. How about you, Veronica? Have you ever had the singing cab driver?
No, I did not know there was one until your show.
Whoa, see? There you go. So I knew of him, and there was a Wild Chicago that was on Channel 11 at the time that they reran over and over and over that featured him.
Was it produced by our next guest, John Davies?
It probably was. I should ask him. That's great. Yeah, so interesting. And... you know, it is true. Like, he knows the city.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of good stories.
I was I was a fan of his work. And I think we were downtown here. It was recent, like within the past, like, 5 years. I was still living up in Rogers Park, and it was down here somewhere. And he picked us up and drove us to Rogers Park, maybe six years or whatever.
You got one of those three-songers.
Yeah, we got a three-songer.
Wow.
I think it was just me, actually, but...
You felt compelled. You're like, I got to give more cash.
I don't know if I tipped him based on his performance. I think it wasn't based on performance. It was my typical 14.5%.
Ryan's got a thing if done the documentary. I mean, you want to focus on a character. You got one. A great Chicago character.